2 Kings chapter 1. Words are free. It's how you use them that may cost you. The three captains of 50 soldiers each had the same mission on the king's behalf. Two of them demanded that the prophet come down. The third changed the arrogance for humility by appealing to the compassion of the prophet Elijah. Raise your words, not your voice. It's the rain that makes the flowers grow, not the thunder. To be humble is not weakness. Humility is the heritage of the strong and the language of the wise. A humble attitude is the key that opens the door of mercy. You remember the parable of the Pharisee and the publican? But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." This one came home justified. The captain and his 50 soldiers came back alive. Yes, it's important how we ask for things, and even more important is who we ask to. Neither the horoscope, nor the cards, nor the hand reader solve our problems. King Uzziah went to Beelzebub, and he was let down. Peter gives us the right answer. "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God."